Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. And we are going through the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy until the end of January, and we are in the J.B. Phillips translation of these letters. And so today we're going to be in 1st Timothy 1, verses 3 through 7, and it says this: I am repeating in this letter the advice I gave you just before I went to Macedonia and urged you to stay at Ephesus. I wanted you to do this so that you could order certain persons to stop inventing new doctrines and leave hoary old myths and interminable genealogies alone. They only raise queries in men's minds without leading them to faith in God. The ultimate aim of the Christian minister is to produce the love which springs from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a genuine faith. Some seem to have forgotten this and to have lost themselves in endless words. They want a reputation as teachers of the law, yet they fail to realize the meaning of their own words, still less of the subject they are so dogmatic about. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this warning and this admonition and this encouragement today. Help us not to be so esoteric in the way that we read the Bible that we invent new doctrines. Instead, give us that fidelity to Scripture, to understand the whole story of God from Genesis to Revelation, to really absorb ourselves. And as we approach a new year, I pray that you would give us personally, each person listening, a pathway through to read your Bible this year. Show us interesting and new ways to do that, but help us to absorb our hearts, our souls, our minds, our meditation on the scriptures, on the word of God, and not to forsake it. Lord, I see so much this biblical illiteracy in our nation and in the world. We just need to spend time. We become consumers of everybody else's regurgitation of content, and we have not gone to the source ourselves. So Lord, help us to go to our life source today. And when we do that, we will not invent new doctrines because we will be so absorbed in the correct doctrine of the scriptures. Lord, thank you for these verses that said the ultimate aim of the Christian minister is to produce the love which springs from a pure heart. And Lord, we are all your ministers. We are all, every person in the whole wide world. This is not reserved to pastors. This is for all of us, the laity of the world. And so our goal is to produce the love that springs from a pure heart. And I cannot have a pure heart outside of you. So would you cleanse our hearts? Would you purify our hearts? Would you, we give you permission today to go into all the different rooms of our hearts, especially the back closets that are dusty and dark. And we don't want you to touch them because we don't want anyone to see it. And we're afraid and ashamed of what we would look at and what you would see if you opened it. But Lord, you already know what's in all the closets. You know what's in all the safe deposit boxes. You know all the hidden things that we've done. And so, Lord, may this be a time where we just simply come clean with a breath of fresh air and a letting go of the things that we're trying so hard to accomplish. Instead, Lord, we repent before you. We ask that you would search our hearts. We ask that you would help us to come clean, to be authentic with our struggle, to tell someone about our sin, and to be forgiven by you. I thank you that you promise to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But I also love that those verses are communal verses. They're meant to be prayed in community. So would you show us someone safe that we could confess our sins to? Because Lord, I know that it helps me to see Jesus with skin on, to have someone else pray with me about my sin. It somehow becomes more real and more of a relinquishment and more freedom comes. Lord, we want to have that good conscience. And so would you cleanse our consciences today? We want to have that genuine faith. We don't want to be fake. We don't want to try to pretend and say Christian words to try to convince people we're Christians. No, we want the Holy Spirit to will and to work for his good pleasure from the inside out. And so we welcome that holy cleansing today. We want to not lose ourselves in endless words, but to be quiet, to be still, and to know that you are God. You will be exalted among the nations. You will be exalted among the earth. We just need to sit still and hear from you. Give us the rest that we need to hear from you this week. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are so important to me, and I'm so grateful. We're in several dozen countries now, and this is amazing to me. So thank you for being part of that. And if you want to be on a World Wednesday, if you're listening from somewhere else in the world, I would so appreciate it. Just go to marydemuth.com, and there's a little microphone there, and you can record up to 5 minutes of a prayer. So you'd say, hey, my name is, and then say your name, and I'm from, and then say the country you're from, and I'm praying in, and then say the language you're going to pray in, and then pray. If you're afraid to do that, you can pray in the Lord, pray the Lord's Prayer, that would be awesome too. So then you wouldn't even have to think about it. So anyway, if you're interested, I would love to have that. We need a few more for the rest of the year. So thank you for doing that in advance. Have a great day.